As Hashem, we are continuing with some of the halachot of Rosh Hashanah. And the last thing that we touched on is the fact that we are all invited to a trial. We are all invited to court to give a din and a heshbon for everything that we have done this year. And for some also for things that we have done throughout the years. And perhaps we've changed it this year. Okay, so if you changed some things that you've done 2, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, now you're not doing it. So that's an additional credit for you. But the question is, this should be an awesome and a fearing day. And yet, we show no fear on Rosh Hashanah. We come home, we go to Beit Knesset, we come home, beautiful table, be a guest, you have all these foods and all these sweets and all. Unbelievable. And he says, wait a second, what's for the simha? Why is it simha? This is an awesome day. This is the day that a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges not just you, every little aspect that is going on in this world. And the reason is because we come because we've prepared ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. We've come already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're doing Tahanunim, we're doing Slihot, we're trying to add some mitzvah, we're trying to do something. So we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. Culmination of all kinds of things that we do. So when we come, because we're not coming in front of a regular judge, you are coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Abba Rahaman. So he sees the Ishtadlut. And again, we've touched on the fact before that he's not asking you today in the last 30 days of Elul to all of a sudden be a Hasid. He's not. He's asking you to do the best that you can. What you can do, this is what you have to do. To at least try to make the Ishtadlut, to at least try to be aware. And because of that, you come and we come and we have a bitahon. We have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us favorably on Rosh Hashanah. But don't take that for granted, because on Rosh Hashanah, when you come and you should pray, you should know in your heart that yes, I should be putting on a face and acting and trying to be happy. But you should, your whole tefillah, the whole 2 days, should really be filled with. Yirat Shamayim is not a word. I mean, I see myself that on Yom Kippurim, I'm more, you know, yeah, it's a tough day, but you're more easygoing. And Rosh Hashanah, this is what I'm afraid for the 2 days. Why? Because you don't know. That even they say, when you need to pray also on Rosh Hashanah, Me'umka Deliba, and he says sometimes if a person prays from the bottom of his heart, and all of a sudden he gets a tear. He's tearful. He starts crying. He needs to know that Arizal says that this is the minute that right now they are judging you in Shamayim. So, whether it's in a tefillah, whatever it is, and if you pay attention in tefillah, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, if you don't understand the Hebrew very well, read the English so you understand. Maybe it's going to touch your heart and do something to your heart. Be'ezrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Haba, Oreach Me'eretz Yisrael. Baruch Haba. Be'ezrat Hashem. Be'ezrat Hashem. Be'ezrat Hashem, tonight, 6:30. Huh? יש תימני, יש ספרדי, יש אשכנזי, יש מה שאתה רוצה. אבי חנן וקש אומר.